Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
First up on the programme, Emer, one of our listeners, got in touch with us here on our email address. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. And Emer joins us on the programme. What issues are you having at the moment, Emer?
Afternoon, Andrea. I guess at the moment, having the same issues as a lot of households. Two working parents at home. Doing the right thing, as the government says. Kids are at home because the schools are closed. And normally our kids go to creche after school. But obviously we're doing the right thing and we're keeping them at home. However, we're still having to pay. And can I just say, I don't mind. This is not a gripe at the creches. I understand they still have fees to pay and bills to pay. My gripe is with the government. We're doing the right thing. We're keeping kids at home. How is it okay for kids to not go to school, but yet it's okay for them to go into a childcare facility and be mixing with 10, 20 kids? And these are the age group that just don't know how to social distance. So we're at home, we're keeping them at home. I've got elderly parents next door, so I just don't feel confident sending them into a creche with the way the numbers are. But yeah, we're still having to pay for the creche even though we're not using it, because we're deemed an essential worker. And the government has basically said, you're an essential worker if you choose not to send your kids to creche. That's your decision, but you still have to pay.
Okay, so you and your husband are both in the essential worker category?
Yes.
Okay, and are you currently going into work, Emer?
No, you know, I'm working from home, as is my husband. Have been since March, and that has its own difficulties with homeschooling, but that's a whole other story altogether. But no, we're lucky enough that we're able to work from home. So we are lucky that we are able to do our work and do it from home, albeit hard, but it's fine. But we are making the decision, just with the way the numbers are at the moment, to not send them into the creche, because, like I say, if it's not safe to go into school, it kind of, I'm scratching my head a bit.
I know, yeah. I suppose what the National Public Health Emergency Team, though, it wasn't really to do with the safety of the kids being in school or in creche. It was more to do with the 1 million people that were going to be travelling every morning before 9 o'clock and, you know, again at 3 p.m. in the afternoon going to and coming from school. And that was more really where the concern was around that. But your predicament is that you can, as an essential worker, and your husband, even though you're at home at the moment, you guys can send your kids into the creche. Even though obviously the kids aren't in school at the moment, but it's just that you've made the decision yourself not to. You're still paying the same. Is it the same fees you're paying?
Yes.
And how many kids, Emer?
Two kids.
And what ages are they?
5 and 6.
Okay. And it's, you know, we talk about creche fees on here on News Talk on a regular basis, because it is an issue that, you know, affects a huge proportion of our listenership. And a lot of people out there. So it's a lot of money you're paying out and you're not availing of the service.
Yeah, and like I say, this isn't a gripe with the creches. They're opening for essential workers, for people that do have to go in, and, you know, the nurses, the retail staff, all of those people that do need to get up in the morning and go for work. And it's amazing and it's great that the creches are there for that cohort of workers. But to be responsible, I think, where people can keep their kids at, just for the short term that it is, that they do. But equally, I just think the government have kind of said, well, look, the parents can still pay for that. You know, we're not going to, it's not up to us. It's your decision that you keep the kids out of creche. And it's kind of not our decision. The government are telling us to stay at home, limit your contacts. So, you know, I don't even go down to my sister anymore. I don't, like, we're not in my parent, like, we are literally in our own bubble. We're okay. Not seeing people. But yes, it's okay to send the kids in to mix with however many other kids. It just feels to me like mixed messages.
Okay. Have you had a chat with your creche owner? I know you probably don't want to identify them, and that's fair enough. But I mean, have you had a chat with them about this? Do, you know, do you pay the fees? Is it a monthly basis or is it annual? How does that work?
Well, we pay monthly, and I guess both my husband and I are kind of the impression, look, we'll pay it because we appreciate they still have costs and they've just built a new facility and it's brilliant. So my heart does go out to them. But again, this isn't probably a conversation I feel that I should be having with the creche. I feel it should be coming from higher up, from the government and direction, rather than, you know, individual creches. And there doesn't seem to be consistency. I know some creches aren't charging parents, and some creches are, I've heard anecdotally, that they're saying either pay your fees or lose your space.
Mm.
And look, some, we're not feeling
Some would say more too, though, I suppose, you know, that's fair enough. They have rent, they have business mortgages to repay, they have staff, their own
commitments. Oh no, commitments, and that's why my gripe is not with the creche. This again, for me, is just another example of the government underfunding childcare, and it just being lumped to the working parents to kind of find the money, and you know, and there'd be some parents out there that it doesn't pay them to go to work. Yeah. So again, for me, it's just the government yet again underfunding childcare and taking a hit at the working parents.
If there's listeners out there listening to Emer here with us on Lunchtime Live today, and you want to share your story with us, if you're in a similar position to Emer, it's 1894 53 106 is the number if you want to contact us. I have a text in here, Emer, on the News Talk text line. This listener says, the fees that your listener is paying out on a monthly basis, that listener would be paying them out anyway, regardless of whether or not we're in a COVID pandemic. It's a little opportunistic. What do you say to that, Dexter?
I would be paying them out, but I'm also paying extra heating, food, everything, that because we're home all day. So I get their point, and I'm not saying, woe me, because actually, you know what, we can pay it. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with it, and it just feels like no one is talking about it. I don't want pity from anyone. I am very fortunate to have a good job, a great employer. I have my health. COVID hasn't come in our door, thank God. So I'm not saying this as in poor me, but I just do think it is something that needs highlighted on a much bigger level.
Stay with us, because Amy Dowd is a manager of a community daycare centre and has got in touch with us here. Amy, is this a predicament that you're facing with some of your own parents at the creche?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. It's every creche has their own set of fee policies, and so every creche is going to be unique. So similar to what Emer has said, every centre could be totally different. Ours at the moment is only charging for the essential parents that are attending. But even with that, if their child is sick, like I was having this exact conversation with the parent on the phone yesterday evening, their child had a little bit of sniffles, nothing really much. It was probably down to teething. They kept them out. They did the right thing, but they will still have to pay for those days that they're out sick. And chances are that'll be a full week of creche fees that they have to charge that they won't be of using. The problem is exactly as Emer says. The problem is that the government made these very decisions at the last minute. Parents were issued guidance on Thursday evening before all of the creches in the country received any guidance. We were waiting hand at the computer, waiting for any type of information from the government to help us prepare for what was coming for the next 3 weeks. We didn't get that information till just before 6 o'clock on Friday evening. So there were so many owners, managers that had to work all weekend long, contact their parents, see who is going to attend, who is not going to attend, making sure that who was essential and who was not. And some places might have had to have chosen, you know, because there's a limited amount of staff that's happening. Some staff have to homeschool their own children and can't come to work because there's nobody to watch them either, even though we're considered essential workers. So it's a really very much a storm it's a perfect storm that's happening. And we've received no extra funding from the government for this time that I'm like, my center personally is down in attendance 90% compared to what 90. It was in September.
Okay.
90%.
And did you say, Amy, in your community daycare center, you've been parents, it's only the essential workers who are sending the kids to the creche that are paying at the minute?
Yes, that's what we've decided to do. So, and I know that suits us, but I know they're like, we're in a rural, in the middle of County Roscommon, a rural area. So, the expenses in, say, the city centre of Dublin,
insurance costs
are so much more compared to where we are. So every service is unique in that way. And the government basically threatened us that if we didn't open, we could lose all of our funding. So while it's not sustainable for us to be open, we still had to offer those services to parents, even if some places only had two children. You still had to remain open. We still have to pay all our staff. Nobody wants to be put on the PUP payment. So, you know, there's a lot of staff who are working at home, doing online training, communicating to their children, whether it be through online apps or their Facebook pages. And they're all working incredibly hard. And I will tell you this, parents have been absolutely amazing, just like Emer. She has no ill will against us for anything. They have supported us throughout these past 9 months of the pandemic. They have been absolutely fantastic. You can't ask for a better, like, they truly understand. I think this has been such a big issue of the past year.
Let me just bring Emer back in there. Emer, what would you say to Amy here on Lunchtime Live now today?
It kind of just goes to prove my point that she has to open a business for 10%. Like, it doesn't pay her. And people are keeping their kids out because every day we're here and keep your contacts down, you know, stay at home. And people are following that message, but the people that then were getting penalised for it. And she's getting penalised because she's open and only 10% of the people are using it. I just feel it's something, and look, I get we're in the middle of a pandemic. The government can't think of everything automatically. But I do feel that this needs to be given a little bit more of a thought. Maybe not for this time, but next time around.
So actually, just on that, as I said, that number is 1894-53106. Owen in Dublin has got in touch with us here. He's also a creche owner and joins us here on News Talk. Owen, why did you get in contact with us now this afternoon?
Hello, hi, good afternoon, Andrea. I suppose I got in contact with you when I heard your first caller coming in there, you know, as a parent, you know, expressing her concerns. And whilst I, you know, fully understand and appreciate those concerns, I'm not necessarily sure that parents see it from the perspective of the provider in that, you know, we have been asked all along to stay open, to provide a childcare service for essential workers, and also been asked to try as best as possible to retain all staff and not have them, you know, looking for PUP payments or government staff. So that's what we have done. We also did it back in when we were closed originally back in March and managed to keep all our staff on full salaries from March until reopening at the end of June, beginning of July. Yes, you know, there was support put in place to sustain a percentage of salaries, but those supports have been further reduced. Now, at this stage, we are open for essential workers.
And how many? What sort of percentage, Owen, of parents or kids do you have coming through the creche doors at the minute?
We have approximately between 20% and 25%. It kind of varies day on day because some parents would only put them in 2, maybe 3 days, others more, others less. So it is a decision that parents are making themselves. Again, you know, fully understandable. Parents have grave concerns. Some of them are, you know, reluctant in terms of, you know, they've been a little bit scared as, you know, with what's going on. But again, like we are continuing to maintain all our staff on full salary.
Do you have parents contacting you, Owen, at the minute, you know, that are highlighting, I suppose, a similar issue to the point that Emer has made here today on the programme, that look, they're keeping their kids at home. Some of them, maybe like Emer and her husband, are essential workers who could be going into work, but they're a bit concerned and they're staying at home and they're still paying fees. And you're based in the Dublin area, so that may be maybe more difficult for you to try and try and make that work for parents?
Yes, it is. I mean, I'd say it is extremely difficult. And, you know, there has been a list of essential workers or people who are deemed essential workers issued by the Department of Children and Youth Affairs. And it's quite an exhaustive and extensive list. And practically, you know, everybody could fall into the category of an essential worker if you were to read this. You know, this exhaustive list that's available. But what also kind of bothered me and concerns me is that you had the children's minister going on the National Airways last week and saying, you know, or saying on radio stations that they were asking services not to charge parents during the month of January, and if parents had paid fees to refund those fees.
Okay, so
at the same time, in their, you know, in the document that was referred to earlier, that was released to parents, it clearly states in that, in black and white, in that document, that if a parent is considered an essential worker, that their fees are liable and due in accordance with the contract that might exist between the parent and the provider.
All right.
Now, I mean, you know, and at the same time, there was also, I'm not sure what day, but I think possibly last Friday, a headline on the Independent newspaper, actually front page headline, saying that a deal had been struck between the department and providers in terms of supports available. Can I reassure all parents out there that there has been absolutely no additional supports whatsoever put in place by the department for providers?
That's
other than what currently exists.
Okay. Well, that's something
Of salary, you know, of salary costs.
Okay, something certainly, Owen, we'll come back to again. Owen McCarthy in Dublin, who's a creche owner, thanks for making contact with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Mark, also in Dublin, has texted us on the News Talk text line today to say, I thought essential workers were only those who've permission to travel to the workplace. Everybody else works from home. What kind of role does this caller have that she describes herself as an essential worker but can do her essential work from her house? You can keep them coming into us on 53106 because we've loads of calls coming in on this particular issue today. We're just going to take a very short break and get back to some of you after this as well, including one woman who thinks that the businesses need to communicate more with their own workers.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Lots of you getting in touch with us here this afternoon on that issue about being parents been forced to pay creche fees despite the fact they're being told to stay at home. This listener, if it doesn't pay you to go to work, then don't go to work. Then you'd have more time at home with your kids. Whinge, whinge, whinge is all you hear here. I'm a solicitor who's taken time out to mind my children, but women don't want to do that anymore. So what on earth do they want? The state to provide a nanny for them. Right, not a very happy listener there. You can keep them coming into us on 53106. Louisa Meehan is the president of Network Ireland and joins us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Louisa, what do you make of this issue today?
I think, hello Andrea.
How are
I think
you?
It's a really complex issue. It's one that's quite a lot with women, but in actual fact it's a parent's issue. It's an issue for anybody who has a care or disability. Children obviously being the biggest area at the minute when schools are closed. And as I said earlier to your researcher, it's about communication, and we have to have really open, frank and honest communication, whether that's with your employer, within your household, with the creche, with your child care providers, etc., because everybody is struggling right now. Everybody is finding this situation difficult in their own unique way, and it's about compassion and communication and trying to find solutions together that are creative and that give everybody enough of what they need without anybody sort of feeling that they're falling apart at the seams. And I think that's the challenge that we have that we're facing. And it's certainly a difficulty for employers at the minute where they need to run their businesses. As you heard there from the creche owners, they're trying to run businesses, they need their creche staff to come in. But equally, if you have children and your children aren't in school, you need to make sure that they're looked after and that they're safe and they're being taken care of. And trying to juggle all of that is complicated.
You see, I'm just gauging this, Louisa, because I'm not in this position myself, right, on the messages coming into me here on the screen on the News Talk text line today, and we'll come to more of them in a few moments. But there's two strands to this. We have the likes of Emer, who's made contact with us by email, that we just heard at the very start of the programme, talking about the fact that she's staying at home because the government advice really is cut your contacts, stay at home where you can. She's working from home with her husband at the moment, but she's still paying the same fees as if her two kids, who are 5 and 6, were going into the creche. And then, as you said as well, we heard from Owen, who's a creche owner, and he's saying, well, look, you know, these are the fees, you've committed to them, you know, you have to pay them on a monthly basis, you'll keep the spot, and they're not in receipt of any further funding or more funding from government at the moment. And then I've got text messages here. Somebody's got in touch with us in the News Talk text line and says that, like, parents were always going to be paying out this money. Parents are trying to be opportunistic at the moment and save a couple of £100 over these weeks. So what would your advice to parents be at the moment now?
When it comes to creche fees, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it's difficult. I think it is about having a conversation. You know, in a situation where the creche is open and it's available to you and, you know, you can use it and it's your choice to stay at home, I understand from a business perspective, why a crèche would then be in a position where they have no choice but to make those charges. But equally, I also understand why, as a parent, it's incredibly difficult to pay out something that you're not using. And I think the issue when it comes to crèche fees or any sort of childcare is it's a couple of hundred euros a month. It can run into thousands of euros. You know, it can be a very expensive...
I'm sure it's a second mortgage if you're in Dublin.
It is. No, for sure. And even outside of Dublin, you know, it does vary, but it doesn't vary that much. And parents who are working, where you have both parents working, they need childcare. They need childcare at the minute. They need childcare throughout the year. So it is a really complicated and complex issue. And I think one of the comments that you read out there is about staying at home and having time with your children and whatnot. I love that. I think it's a great idea. I think children benefit from it, but not every family situation can allow for it. And it's a very difficult situation for some people to take a step out of their career for, you know, what could be 10 to 15 years and then try and step back in to where they were when they left, even let alone having, you know, their peers having progressed in that period of time. So These are really complicated, complex societal issues. And I think what we need to avoid doing right now is putting too much blame or judgment on each other and try and be compassionate, listen to each other and find solutions that are the best possible outcome for everybody in the situation that we find ourselves in.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Louisa Meehan, President of Network Ireland, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. We might come back to this issue a little bit later in the programme. So if you have a view on this, if you are like our listener Emer here today, who has to pay out crèche fees for maybe one or two kids because maybe they use it on a part-time basis, and maybe the fact your kids are now obviously off school, they're at home, you're still paying these crèche fees, maybe you're an essential worker and you're going into work, or perhaps you're not. Maybe you're staying at home because you're trying to do the right thing. Let us know your view on this. It's 1890 453 106, or you can send us a text to 53106 and that'll cost you 30 cent.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.